When we started the school, we were very well served by Father White, who was the chairman of the board of management, and who was determined that the children going to the school would have the very same opportunities and the same resources as children in any school. And he ploughed parish money into it. And, you know, from my way of thinking, there was no better way that parish money could be spent. He was extremely keen on education and gave tremendous support. And for that reason, I think because the resources were there, because there was a very young and very enthusiastic and extremely dedicated and motivated staff, who in turn formed great links with the parents, who were themselves, even though there was a horrific unemployment rate there of about 82% amongst the men, and I say that because traditionally they are the earners, and, you know, unemployment from women would practically be 100%. And the fact that the men were unemployed sent a lot of them out into badly paid part-time work, the women, I mean. So, you know, the unemployment situation was disastrous there. And taking that into account, I would be full of admiration for the parents in the interest they had in their children. Right through the time I was there, for instance, the school attendance would always be about 95, 96, 97%. And I think that's an indication of the efforts that the people made to send their children to school. Now, had it an influence in the area? I think it had. I think it became a kind of a focal point from the area. We started a homeschool community liaison scheme there. If you go to the school today, that scheme is very highly developed altogether by my successor. And the parents have really taken possession of the schools, of the school, in the fact that there are, I think, about 12 people working in the school now under a FOSS scheme as classroom assistants, as assistant caretakers, assistant secretaries. They're on courses in upholstery, flower arranging, cooking, everything like that. So the school is reaching out to the community as well as educating the parents. But in doing that, one always has to be careful that the core work of the school is not neglected. You've got to keep that in front of you the whole time.
Right, that's good.